Hey, Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Gemara now introduces a fresh din that is not rooted really in the Mishnah. As a matter of fact, a pair of dinim. We're about to hear two different Amorim who are contemporaries who often argue with each other. They're B'nai Plukta, but in this case, they don't argue with each other. They each present a din. And then an important story that wraps this together. Omar Rabba. Here we are in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. If you're looking for the spot, it's right near the Tosfos Dirmasel Sakva. We're in the nine Tosfos. We're in the Gemara. Here, Omar Rabba. It's at the little hay of the Amish Benemit. Omar Rabba. Bala Be'ir Ein Choshem Shemichud. If a woman's, if her husband is in town, then there's no concern. We're not concerned with Yichud. In other words, we're talking about a married woman whose husband is Ba'ir, is in the city. So we have no concern for Yichud. Then the Gemara tells a second din, which we're not going to deal with today. I'm sure we'll deal with next time. I'm Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuch Lushus HaRabim, in Chosh Yishim Yichud. Another kula. One kula is Baal Be'ir. One kula is to have Yichud with a married woman whose husband is nearby. Husband is in town. We'll have to define terms more precisely. And then the second din, which Rav Yosef tells us, is married or unmarried, if it's Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, if your situation is one where the door is open to the street, the door is open to L'Shus HaRabim, so then Ein Choshesh Mishum Yichud. Also, no concern for Yichud. The second din certainly sounds like we're moving into new territory. Second din, certainly we're not going to deal with it yet. The second din sounds like it has nothing to do with Shomrim. And this is now just a question of defining what is Yichud. What is Yichud? That's something you already saw at the top of the Amud a little bit. I'll just mention that a couple days ago, over the course of 24 hours, I got shilas from two different people, but essentially the same thing. And the answer to both, the same shila, and the answer to both was, it's a Gemara on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. They wanted to know about, in dating situations, about Yichud in the outdoors. I'm going to be in a... They go to a state park, and anyone could be there, but you know, it's December, so there probably won't be a lot of people there. So that's Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara we saw earlier, right, that just another point about situations of Yichud, just because you're out, the story of Rav and Yehuda, just because you're outdoors doesn't mean it's necessarily not Yichud. It's a question of are people around or not. So that's going to come up more as we look at Pesach Pasuach. So you have two dinim, Baal Be'ir, Pesach Pasuach, and then the Gemara tells a story. Rav Bivi Ikla Bei Rav Yosef. Rav Bivi traveled to Rav Yosef's home. Basar Dekarach Rifta. After they had wrapped bread, Rifta, the usual word for bread in Aramaic is Nahama, but sometimes it's Rifta. So Basar Dekarach Rifta, after they had wrapped bread, I mean after they had a meal, because they ate everything, presumably filling in a pita or in a lafa. So after they had supper, served the guest, Achnasas Archim, and then he shows him to his room, which was upstairs. Rav Yosef shows Rav Bivi to the attic. And then he says, Amr Lahu, then he says to the people around him, Shkoli Darga Metuse Bivi. Take away the ladder from underneath Bivi. Now we're going to lock Rav Bivi into the upstairs for the night. Right, we discussed the other week. So we discussed the other week, the Gemara of Amram, that the way the homes were often built at the time in Babel is you would have a second floor, but instead of being reachable by indoor steps, it was reachable. There was a hole cut in the ceiling, whatever you call it, the ceiling of the first floor or the floor of the second story, and you would put you could lean a ladder. You had a ladder that was on the first floor that you would lean against that skylight, and that's how you would climb up and down from the first floor to the second floor. So Rav Yosef is concerned with Yichud. Apparently Rav Bivi is going to be staying home. He's came from a long trip. So he probably down in the early Maariv, and he ate supper, and he's going to go to sleep now. And Rav Yosef is going out tonight, Seder. So Rav Yosef is concerned about Yichud. He's going to leave the house. He's going to leave his his wife will remain at home, and Raviv is going to remain at home. So Yosef says, we have a yichud problem. What's the solution? The solution is, if Raviv is going to be locked upstairs, no concern. Raviv obviously was on board with this as well. He also wanted to avoid yichud. So he's going to stay, he's staying upstairs, not coming down until the morning. But if you take the ladder away, that's not just Rabbi's own choice not to come down till the morning. He's locked in, and that eliminates the concern of Yichud. So Gemara says, how does that work? Why? What was Rav Yosef's concern? V'ha'amar Rabba, by Elabir in Choshem Yichud. Rabba said, the husband's in town, there's no concern of Yichud. Rav Yosef wasn't planning to travel out of town. He was just, going to shul, going to visit someone. He was staying in town, going to night seder. He was staying in town. He's going to be here. So why is Rav Yosef concerned with Yichud? So the Gemara says, Shiny Rav Bibi deshushvinte havoi begeisave. You're right. It's not that Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabba. Often throughout Shas, Rav Yosef disagrees with the Rabba. But here he does not. It's not that Rav Yosef doesn't subscribe to the heter of Baal Be'ir. He does. However, this is an exception to Baal Be'ir. Baal Be'ir works, but not when it's libo gaspa. Not when the married woman and the man with whom she'll be alone have a comfort, have a familiarity. I know each other from before. That's what the Gemara says here. Rav Bivi was that Mrs. Yosef, Rebbetzin Yosef, was a shushvinta of Rav Bivi. What does that mean? Shushvinte, balas brislo. They have a closeness from before, as we'll see in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a peek in Shulchan Aruch actually right now. Let's take a peek. We'll come back to pay off and off in a moment. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Ches. Sif Ches starts on page 114 of Shulchan Aruch. Isha Shabayla Be'ir, a woman whose husband, who's married and whose husband is Be'ir, is in town. Ein Cho Shishin Lis Yachedi Mo, we're not concerned about Yichud with her. Mepnei She'emas Baal Aleha. Because there's a certain inhibition with her husband's around. Ve'im Haya Zeh Gaspa, but if this fellow is libo gaspa, he's a familiarity of this woman. Could go in shagadle imo, they grew up together, next door neighbor growing up. Oshi krova so, or she's his relative. Hopefully, you're pretty comfortable with your sister-in-law. You have an older brother who's married. Hopefully, a normal situation. You're comfortable with your sister-in-law in a totally appropriate way. You're comfortable with your sister-in-law. But lamasa, that comfort means that negates the kula of libo gaspa. The libo gaspa negates the kula of baal be'ir. So if it's me to be alone with my sister-in-law or my brother is out of the house, but in town, that doesn't work. Baal be'ir is not going to apply. We're going to need some other solution to solve the problem of yichud, because the heter of baal be'ir is counterbalanced by the fact that it's libo gaspa. We will come back to the last line of the Shulchan Aruch further on. A question, Yasel.
Why is there no concern of the woman putting up the ladder when she's in town?
That's a great question. Maybe she would move the ladder. Maybe she'd move the ladder.
Well, assuming that for whatever reason, it must be a very tall ceiling that Rabbi can get down. But so if he can't get down, that's one thing. But it's a very, very good question.
I believe the Chazon Ish points out that you see now later the Gemara talks about a case where you had a very, very, in the story of Amram, the ladder was very, very heavy. Then the Gemara stressed that was a ladder that you needed 10 people maybe to move that ladder. It could be that the Hirotar also about a very heavy ladder. And the Gemara did say, Amar Lahu, if Yosef said to them, Shkulu Darga. So one could argue that this ladder is a multi-person ladder. You need a couple of people to move the ladder. I believe, that could be wrong, that the Chazon Ish argues, based on this Gemara and other Gemaras, that that if that you see from here that if the man can't access the woman independently, you know, he's locked in, she's not, you know, the lock's on her side, so he's locked in, and that's not a problem with you. Right.
So then that shouldn't fit in this case then, because he should be able to convince her then, or if we're using a locked door case, then he should be able to convince her to unlock the door.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. On the other hand, I would say that Mimakam Shabasa, from that very source that you're quoting, one could likely argue the opposite as well. That is, that the whole notion of Nashim Zayit and Kalos, and as you said, the asymmetry that Shtei Nashim is not Mutter, but Shnei Nashim is Mutter, is rooted in the assumption that the dynamics of the situation usually are that things are being initiated on the male side more than the female side. So you're right, he could try to sweet talk her through the door, but that's a lot less likely than when they're face to face. So a situation where he can unlock the door and walk in is very different than when he's trying to talk his way into the door. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible, but things are definitely, the chances, the concern is definitely reduced. The probability of chet occurring is definitely less. Yeah, Snow. That's a great question. When we get to Pesach Pasuach, we're going to have to define. We're not to Pesach Pasuach yet. Please, next time we will. But the question of definitions is very important for Pesach Pasuach. We're going to have to define Pesach and Pasuach and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Right now, we need to do some other definitions. Baila, we know how to define Baila, more or less. Okay, her husband. That's the rest of Mesech, that's the first 80 some odd blah of Mesech's Kiddushin. But the question is, what terms do require definition, Mr. Snow? What terms do require definition?
Ba'ir.
And Choshishin. Take a look at Rashi. A very strange Rashi. A curious Rashi. It's a very loaded Rashi. It's my five-word Rashi. My two major chidushim in a five-word Rashi. As a matter of fact, the Dibra HaMaschil is longer than the words that Rashi adds. Baila Be'ir in Choshim is Lavashim Yichud. Husband's in town. We're not Choshish for Yichud. Rashi says, "Not choshev shem yichud lehal kos to get malchus." This is an example where Rashi is like a kahati style, where he adds words that flow right into the sentence of the Gemara. Ein choshev shem yichud lehal kos. We're not concerned with yichud to the extent that we would give malchus. The mistafi mi baal hashta asi, because she's worried that the husband may show up now. So number one, Rashi just said, what was the first major bombshell that Rashi dropped? But right, Rashi just said something remarkable and curious, that Baal Be'er isn't Matir Yichud, it just makes it not the Chiyuv Malkus. It reduces the Isser, you do that Yichud with Baal Be'er, since husband's in town, that sort of reduces the degree of the Isser, so it won't be Malkus. And Tosfos says, that's not just remarkable, that's remarkably strange and difficult. Because that's so shver. It's so shver because of what? What's the biggest kash on this? How could Rashi say that Baal Be'er is also just as no Malkus? The Gemara was shocked that Rabbi Yosef is taking a ladder away. What are you talking about Yichud for? It's Baal Be'er. Well, I mean, Orthodox Jews try their hardest to avoid Yisurim. Not just to avoid Yisurim, they are punishable by Beis Din. So if Baal Be'er is Aser, just as no Malkus, of course he was pulling the ladder away. fact, the Zok Tosis, Ba'al Be'er Choshal Mishim Yichud, Pirish Be'kuntreis, and Choshishin Lahal Kos. We're not concerned to the extent we give Malkus, Mashma writes Tosis, Mitoch Pe'rushal, but it seems from Rashi, Ha'i Sura Mi'ika. It is us, they're just less so, so there's no Malkus. Vikasha, Dim came my park Besamachar of Yosef. Exactly as you said. Tosis says, if it's really also, then what was the Gemara's attack on Yosef? He said, Shkulu Dargim into Sebivi. And the Gemara asked, Vama Rabba Babi and Choshim Yishim Yichud, Umay Kosha, what's the problem? Nihid de Malkus Leka, Isura Miha Eka. It's the Lasser according to Rashi. So of course he's taking the latter way. Balavir doesn't eliminate the Isser. The Nira Lefarish and Choshim and Kalma Shim Yichud, Vafilu Isura Leka. Tosis says that can't be the case. Tosis says I disagree with Rashi. Baal Beer is not just a reducer of the Isser, it is a matir of this mutter lagamri. That's what Tosis says. Halacha might now. Then Rashi added a second point. That's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And it's a kasha that's largely left hanging. And it, in part, Tachlas Adam does seem to have been somewhat concerned with this approach of Rashi. Poskim in general are not whatsoever. Shulchan Aruch very clearly quotes the Rambam, who says, not Yichud, not the Dogma. But then there's a second point in Rashi. The next four words in Rashi, Mistafim Yibal Hashka Asim. She's concerned that the husband is going to. She's concerned that the husband is going to show up.
When?
Right now. Right, we're talking about Pashta. She's going to show up right now. Zokt. Zokt Rav Moshe Feinstein. He writes in the Tshuva. So let's say I work in the garment district, going back a couple of decades. Typical Jewish living in mid-20th century. I live in, where else does a Jew live? By the Lower East Side of the tenements. Where else does a Jew work? By the garment district. Wherever is like 40, 50, 60 miles, blocks north. So he's working in the sweatshops for hours and hours and hours. His wife is at home in the Lower East Side. Is there a problem if you thought someone's going to come by to the apartment? Is that a problem to you? Is not a problem to you? What do you say? CVS. Who else thinks there is a problem to you? Who thinks there's no problem to you? In 10 minutes. Okay. Someone who does think there's a problem to you, but you want to give me a reason why? Deets.
Oh, I say because her husband is in town. There's no option. Coming home,
because
he's gone every day from now then to then, so the chance
of
him coming home, she's not
going to
be worried about that.
Oh! And that's what you were thinking also? You as well?
Also, were these the tenements? Some tenements were in the street class, was pulled by train cars, so they were going to be always, so they were going to be a rushes block. There was no always, just had to go through other rooms to get to the worst.
Really? Wow. Ah, okay. Well, in that case, so okay. If people are coming through your apartment all day long, then that's definitely not your problem. I was thinking about a case where your husband's 40 blocks away, but you do have privacy within your own apartment. Yeah, and who still wants to argue there's no issue Yichud? Yeah, you want to give me a reason why? No? So maybe we'll call you Shlomo Dietz and Moshe Potterman. Why? Because essentially what you guys are playing out is that Rashi says, Mistafi Nibal Hashta Asi. Right, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki writes,
where'd the husband show up? Right now. He may walk through the door at any moment. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the language of the Rambam,
Emas Baala Aleha. That sounds much more, as Chazanish points out, that's much more general, global. There's a concern that her husband's around. It's not that he may walk in the door now. The fact that her husband's proximate, her husband's in proximity, that's inhibiting. Her husband's nearby. Hopefully, every Yorei Shamayim is inhibited because of Ribbono Shel'olam. And every decent person, a decent married person, will be inhibited from sin because you're married. Your husband's closer. It's that much more of an inhibiting factor. As the language the Chazanish used is that Baal Be'ir is a nerve. Is a nerve, but that's Yiddish for it's a feeling. It's not a Rashi seems to understand it's like a practical concern. And the fact that he could walk, husband could walk in any moment, boom. What's a napkamina? Loads of napkaminas. Number one is when he is Ba'ir, but not coming home. And related to that is, what does it mean to be Ba'ir? Let's say I'm working in Manhattan and we live in Eastern Queens. Same city, possibly the same Tchum Shabbos, same city from a political standpoint, perhaps the same Tchum Shabbos. I mean, from Brooklyn to Eastern Nassau County, it might also be the same Tchum Shabbos. But are you showing up anytime soon? No way. It says that's a long drive. And traffic, for sure. You're taking the trains from the 40s down to the Lower East Side. That's a long schlep. Now, how do you define an end? On the flip side, let's say I'm in Nov, my wife is in Chespin. It's one or two yeshuvim over on Highway 98. Or Highway 92. It's a 3-minute drive, but separate towns. Separate towns politically, and even from point of view of Tchum Shabbos, separate towns. But in terms of the trip, 2-3 minutes, and you're there. So, Rashi sounds like he would say, it all has to do with practically the husband's going to show up. But here sounds like it's just a way of saying that the husband is nearby, he can arrive easily, unexpectedly. Whereas according to Rambam, it may really be have to do with the Chal Hashem ear, whether it's ear into the way people think about it, or the political boundaries of the ear. Maybe it's ear in terms of Tchum Shabbos, if you have a couple of towns one after the other, maybe they all count as one. But it really has to do with that. So number one, again, is the definition of the ear. Number two is Ein Habal. The husband's not able to show up. The husband just called from work and said that he's walking into a meeting. The husband just called and told his wife that he's about to walk in. He's a litigator. He's about to walk into court. He's a half hour away, and the hearing's going to be at least an hour, hour and a half. He's not showing up for a long time. Now, he is by ear. The courthouse is in the same city as his home, but practically he's not going to show up. And then there's another twist, which is there's a line in the Gemara. It's another line, just like we said, the Rashi's first Chiddush. Right, Rashi's first Chiddush.
Morning, MTA.
So, yeah, we have to wrap up. So we'll wish them continue. Baal Be'ir next time and jump into Pesach Pesuach as well. But consider the following kasha. We don't have time for the teretz, but considering the following kasha, next time we'll take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, who quotes it on the Baal Shulchan, quotes a discussion about this. Before he said Rashi's first Chiddush, Choshed, he said, it's Aser just as Malkus. The Gemara is pretty clear that it is Mutter. Assuming that's a valid Baal Be'ir. Right. Now moving to the other Chiddush of Rashi, the same Rashi, that it's Mistafi Baal Hashdaz, he's a kind of the husband that actually show up right now. The Chacham Adam himself, who was a great proponent of Shitas Rashi in the world of Baal Be'ir, points out that's very difficult from that same second piece of Gemara. Why? Because if the second piece of Gemara says Baal Be'ir is mutter, or Baal Be'ir it has an exception. It's not Baal Be'ir if Libo Gaspar, if they're a little more friendly. So that works well if you take a Rambam approach. A Baal Be'ir is just you feel more inhibited. Your husband's nearby. So I understand, you feel more inhibited. On the other hand, the fact that you have more familiarity, a comfort with this person, that's going to be a disinhibiting factor. So that'll sort of balance, that could balance out or mitigate the inhibition created by Baal Be'ir. But if you take Rashi's approach, it concerns the husband. It's his own home. He may walk in at any moment. Then what does it help Libo Gaspar, not Libo Gaspar? You think the husband can come marching in. So it's very, if you take Rashi's approach, it's very hard to understand why Libo Gaspar undoes the power of Baal Be'ir. That forces the Chachmas Adam into vastly limiting, redefining really what Libo Gaspar is in a way that's consistent with Rashi. We'll pick up with that in Mirtz Hashem next week.